Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying a big group crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
time.
Absolutely, I knew you were fucking tucking and taking those punches.
DPLC Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
Let's go, champ. This is the champ. Keep sharing the champ. With the same champ. With Sally, might make us go.
It's the champ, ladies and gentlemen. TBV, hashtag TBV podcast. We are back with another edition of the Boxing Voice. And today we're going to be talking a little. Oscar De La Hoya and his Golden Boy Promotions have signed the Cuban standout in Yurokis Gamboa. I think this is a beautiful thing for Gamboa. We're going to get into all the details. I mean, they have him right in action in a few weeks. So definitely stay tuned if this is something you're interested in. If you're interested in the guy that only has one loss to pound-for-pound fighter, in most eyes, Terrence Bud Crawford, well, then this is the place to be. 1-425-569-5241 is the number to call in and voice your opinion on the Voice of the People hotline. Call in right now. Subscribe to the YouTube channel to get notifications anytime we go live. International callers, add us. Nesta Gibbs on Skype. Let me head on over to not so sunny California. Matthew, what's going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. I'm pumped about this news, actually. I think it's a great sign for Golden Boy and for Gamboa. I think Gamboa has always needed a promoter like a Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy Promotions, and he's never really had that. You know, he had 50 Cent. You know, like Gamboa is just, I think, always kind of shot himself in the foot, promotionally speaking. And I think he now has a promoter that at least knows how to promote him. And I think we're going to see Gamboa matched up hard. Obviously, not off the bat. You know, we know who he's fighting next on March 11th for the co-main event of David Lemieux versus Curtis Stevens.
Well, we don't know. Just you and I, let's tell the world.
Well, he's fighting what's his name? Hold on. I got it. Rene Alvarado.
Rene Alvarado.
Who's 24-7 with 16 knockouts.
He's coming off a good win, at least.
I'll be honest, I've never heard of the guy. I'm hipster, I've never heard of the guy. So
the decision over Velez in Fantasy Springs. It was on ringtv.com.
What card was that? When was that?
Ringtv.com. July last year.
Yeah, I don't remember that. That's way too far ago, man. There's been too many fights, man. You know me. I watched way too many fights to remember a guy like Rene Alvarado. But I think that Gamboa, this fight's mainly just to get Gamboa a splash with the Golden Boy audience. So I'm not upset with this matchup. It's what it is. It's a televised card, so I assume. So that's a great thing. Gamboa was supposed to fight on the Alfonso Blanco Hassan Nadom card, but his opponent got into some legal troubles literally the day of the fight, and the fight was canceled. So he's been looking for a fight for a while, so he just needs a fight at this point. Give him a fight. It's literally in a couple months, and then go from there. And hopefully, I think Gamboa is the type of guy and the type of talent that he still has potential to hit. He still has growth. He can still be a champion again. And I think that everyone sort of wrote him off after the loss to Terrence Crawford. And like you said at the beginning, Ness, Terrence Crawford's a pound-for-pound talent and star. So we have to realize that and put that loss into perspective and realize that Gamboa looked really good in that loss to a great, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I just think it's a great job on Oscar De La Hoya's part. He's suffered some serious blows to his promotional company throughout the years, losing a lot of fighters, and he's starting to slowly rebuild. My question to you is, will they treat Yurokis Gamboa Yurokis. Let me stop speaking as if I'm English, right? Gamboa as a A-side, finally, because even when Top Rank had him once upon a time, Juan Manuel Lopez was the A-side. And that fight, we never got it between he and, you know, Yurokis Gamboa. Gamboa always fought Lopez's leftovers after Lopez and did better than Lopez, but still never got the fight. Now, he's been campaigning at 135. His last fight with Highland Williams Jr. was at 133. The one before that, 131. And with Crawford, obviously, 135. With Darley Perez, 135. Ferreira's before Darley Perez, 130. Are we going to see Gamboa try and get back down to 130, you think? I mean, he's registered under the lightweight division.
I think it would be in his best interest to slim down, lose some muscle mass, and go to 130. Not that he doesn't have the power and the speed to compete at 135, but with guys like a Robert Easter Jr., a Mikey Garcia, Zlatan, you know, like the division at 135 is so stacked, and just physically, I think, bigger. Their frames are bigger. They're taller. They hit differently. The range is different. I just think that it would be in Gamboa's best interest to go to 130. I think that's his natural division. Now, because he is a tank, he is literally a massive guy. Maybe just genetically he can't slim that muscle mass. So then he would have to stay at 135, and that's not a bad thing. I just think that he obviously has some style disadvantages against certain guys at the top.
Yo, Gamboa's not even ranked because he's been out of the ring for like 2 years now, man. So based on Rene Alvarado, he's ranked in the super featherweight division, which is the lightweight division. So that's 130. Vasyl Lomachenko is the top dog there.
Super featherweight isn't lightweight. Super featherweight isn't lightweight.
Excuse me? Vasyl fights at 130, not 126.
Yeah, sorry. I thought you said that featherweight was super featherweight was lightweight. Sorry, my bad.
No. Super featherweight is lightweight.
No, lightweight's 135. Super featherweight's 130.
Okay, so it's junior lightweight, am I supposed to say?
Yeah. Super featherweight is also junior lightweight. Yes, that's the same thing.
All right, the point is that Vasyl Lomachenko is the top man in that division. Francisco Vargas will be seeing action on the 28th of this month as well in Fantasy Springs versus Miguel Berkchek. He's the number two in that division. You got Salido floating around there being that dangerous shark that he's always been. Gamboa's already seen Salido. He's really the only guy that's beat Salido in the fashion that he has, because even though Mikey Garcia did a great job, Mikey chose to go to the cards because of his eyes. So some Mexicans feel like Mikey kind of quit and took the easy way out. You got Jezreel Corrales there, who is obviously the hipster's fan favorite. Nicholas Walters, who everybody's still upset with. Miguel Roman Martinez, we all seen him, and the young Tank Davis now emerged into this division. Johnny Gonzalez, who, you know, once upon a time knocked out Abner Mars, is there. Takeishi Miura is there. So, and don't forget Uchiyami. I mean, everyone always talks, and we never
Uchiyami got retired. Uchiyami retired.
Well, look at that. He's still ranked, so we'll see. I mean, these guys say they're retired, and they're right back.
True.
Go in a division that he could definitely, you know, put together some super fights. I mean, I know that Lomachenko would take that fight. I know that Bob and you know, Golden Boy can probably make that fight. They obviously need to build into it. This is going to be an HBO After Dark, which is, you know, very good for Gamboa. He'll get some good exposure on this card. You know, the terms of his deal with Golden Boy, which is a deal that's also in association with ZR Entertainment. I have no clue who that is. Is that a shell company for SMS? You know, does 50 still have something? We don't know, but what we do know is that the terms of the deal have not been disclosed, and that's just the way that it goes.
We don't know.
I'm telling you, Kanye. But anyway, Gamboa is 25-1 with 17 KOs. He's going to be squaring off versus this journeyman, Rene Alvarado, that we told you about. It's going to be on the David Lemieux card versus Curtis Stevens. This is going to be at the Turning Stone Resort Casino in Verona, New York. This is a good card now. It's shaping up to be good. They're bringing Gamboa to the East Coast. Shout out to Paul Yearwood, and I'm sure Adam TBV, who's going to be covering this one, because this is the same date as another fight that just got announced on the 11th, or should be announced in DC coming here soon. Charles Hatley, Jermell Charlo, WBC title. They're putting Gary Russell over there as well. So I'm going to be going south. The boys will be going north. TBV will be covering this one from all angles. This one is going to be definitely a New York Eastern time fight. So it'll be 11 p.m. Eastern for us on the East Coast. So we have to stay up late if you're going to watch this one. Set your DVRs, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, it's going to be a lot of boxing on that date. Now, Gamboa's been residing in Miami, Florida. We've seen him most recently training with Pedro Diaz, and that's kind of how the whole rift started between he and Ismael Salas. So it'll be interesting to see who Gamboa is going to be mixing it up with now in terms of, you know, trainer. But this is legitimately the first time since Top Rank that Gamboa's had an opportunity at a good run with his career. I want to just double check here. How old is Gamboa now?
I can look it up.
I think what do we got? 1981. Wow. It's pretty old, right?
That's what, 33? Like
81.
I was not a math major.
Well, I think he's about 35, I think. Somebody help me in the chat. I'm going to do this on. We're going to have to whip out the calculators on him. Damn. Let's go out to the phone lines while Matt gets the calculator out. TBV failing. Oh, my God. Yo, how old is Gamboa? Is the question of the day. Win a shirt, maybe, right? That's what we're going to have to do. Jeez Louise.
Denied.
These calls are brought to you by our sponsor, El Camino Electrical Services, who have over 15 years of commercial electrical experience, servicing the whole Silicon Valley and the entire San Francisco Peninsula. Visit us at our website, elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
All right, we're going to go straight out to some alumni callers.
I told y'all a long time ago.
Kirkland will go down three rounds.
Next, I got milk, baby.
Yeah, I'm back from round
two,
baby.
I was right, man. I was right. He's 36, baby. I said 36, 35, I think. Milk, man. So what's up, man? Golden Boy signed Urokis Gamboa. At the age of 36, does he still have a shot?
Okay, let's talk about a couple of things. One, what weight do you think he's going to campaign at?
130, we're hoping. I mean, his last fight was at 131, which means he should be able to make the weight, but that was at, you know, 2 years ago, to be honest with you. And actually, that was 133 versus Highland Williams Jr. We just, you know, as you know, look, you know what Kanye says.
We don't know.
I mean, Gamboa is super talented, man. And from what I remember, I don't remember him getting taking a lot of damage during his last run. I think he can still. I think he can still do a good run, man. You know, I think they're doing it right, getting him back into it slowly. You know, I think one of the last times we talked about Gamboa was him fighting Lomachenko right off the bat, right? So I'm glad that's not happening, because that shit wouldn't have been cool, man. I think if they give him two or three fights, and start building him back up slowly, I think he can make a good run, man. He's super talented, has you know, knockout power, and you know, power is usually one of the last things to go. So I think he still can compete, man. It's a shame that when he signed with 50, things kind of went south for him. But I think Oscar and Golden Boy can get it back on track. So I think he's going to have a successful run. All right.
All right. Well, Milkman, thanks for calling in. I just want to go to some quotes. We'll start off first with Urokis Gamboa's quote. He says, "I'm looking forward to winning yet another world title. And I know that Golden Boy Promotions is the perfect place to help me guide, to help guide me, Gamboa said. Though I have recently had some long stretches of inactivity, that stops today. And I will take on anyone, anytime to achieve my goal of recapturing a championship belt. So a quote, which is interesting, Matt, because he's throwing out three-way classes. Not that these are the ones that Gamboa will campaign at, but the ones where he feels Gamboa has or can be his best if, you know, he had if he stays on the plan. And I quote, when he is on his game, there are few better than Gamboa in the 126, 130, or 135 weight classes, said De La Hoya, obviously the Golden Boy Promotions CEO and chairman over there. He says, we're going to get him in the ring in quality matches as soon as possible and then work with him to start his path to championship glory. After this tune-up, right, you know, they signed them. They put him on there, HBO After Dark, Lampley and Kellerman, reintroduce him to their listeners and viewers and tell them how this guy was great and he went through promotional issues and that's why you haven't seen him. But now that he's with Golden Boy, he's going to be getting television time and being back active. And this guy is a sure start, or at least I know they're going to go in the direction of Lomachenko. Do you think that? I mean, like, how many fights before we start talking he and Lomachenko?
I'll be honest. I kind of forgot how old he was. And being 36 years old in boxing, coming from the Cuban boxing schools and what that can just do to a young child, literally developing physiologically and then boxing 24/7, that you can't do that your whole life. I think they're going to push him hard. I honestly think that Golden Boy is going to kind of use him as a money thing. I think they're going to two or three fights, you know, maybe like.
And that was my initial question to you. Do they treat him like an A-side, or are they going to serve him up to Bob on a paper?
They're going
to
serve him up. The problem is they don't have anyone at those weight classes themselves, huh? Like, they don't have a guy to serve him up to.
They got Francis. They could do a pay-per-view with Francisco Vargas. Ooh. They could build it up.
A pay-per-view.
Gamboa and Vargas?
Pay-per-view. Are you fucking serious right now? Come on. Like, yo, that does, like, less than Terrence Crawford, Victor Postol numbers.
Like, You're right. You're absolutely right. Well,
like,
I guess
I don't know what you're thinking, man. Come on.
The pay-per-view is Gamboa Lomachenko, then.
Sure. That does worse, too. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, Gamboa is 36 years old. He's never been a pay-per-view star. So the idea that he all of a sudden will do 300,000 pay-per-view buys, and that would be very generous against guys like Lomachenko or Francisco Vargas, is just delusional. I mean, even 150,000 pay-per-view buys at this point, I think, is somewhat delusional with these guys.
Listen, it's not that I want this, Matt, but over on that side of town, that's their business.
I understand that. Like, do I see a possibility of them ever doing that and that being the headliner with either a Lomachenko Gamboa or Vargas Gamboa? Yeah, I can see it. I just don't think it's advisable. I think when these pay-per-views hit, when Cotto Kirkland, when Triple G Jacobs, Canelo Chavez, when all these pay-per-views hit and they don't do as well as anyone is expecting, there's going to be more of a thought process and reevaluation of pay-per-view. That's going to happen. I think Gamboa's going to be served up. I think the best guy he could beat at this point is like a Jason Sosa or a Steven Smith type of guy. Very basic, brawling type of guys that he would
just be battling. No way. You're disrespectful. Let me tell you something. You give Gamboa two tune-ups. This one more, put him in there with Vargas. He's the WBC champion.
There's no way he beat Vargas. I'm sorry. There's no way he beats Vargas. Francisco Vargas literally.
Yo, let me tell you something. First of all,
takes Gamboa out and beat that boy down. Okay, yo, I'm sorry.
He could be 36. He could be 36, but he's had so much inactivity that he doesn't have, you know, like wear and tear. Ring rust, yes. Wear and tear, hell no. He's trying to bring up this sob story about how the Cubans, you know, put their kids in early, and
they do. That's not like it's a sad. That's a fact. That's a reality.
I understand he's been boxing all his life, but he's also been chilling in Miami for a long fucking time. Okay,
come on, man. Like,
and go to Miami. That's why this dude's been fighting at 135. Golden Boy's going to put him on a diet. He's going to get some good fights. He'll dethrone Francisco Vargas easy. That's easy work.
He's been boxing for 30 years.
Rematch with Salido on HBO by After Dark, easy. And then they'll go into the Lomachenko fight, and it'll probably be 60-40. I'm telling you on the odds.
I think Salido beats him at this point. I'm sorry. I do. What has Gamboa done lately? I'm sorry.
This dude
Gamboa is good. Gamboa is good, but he's 36 years old. I didn't realize that.
Exactly. Old. I reminded you of his age. All of a sudden, you jumped off the bandwagon.
Yeah, I did. Because I was like, I thought Gamboa was like 33. I'm like, okay, he's 33. He can have one more huge run in him. Yeah. And like, I'm not saying Gamboa can't beat like top 10 guys, top 15 guys, but those top guys, like the Vargases, the Lomachenkos, even like any of the champions, Corrales.
Vargas,
I didn't hear what you said. Sorry.
Yo, have you been watching Vargas's face versus like, you know, average style fighters, man? This is Gamboa we're talking about. I mean, I'm not ready to write him off until I see him look old. I mean, you're just pegging old.
Good point.
I'm not doing that, man. This kid is.
If he goes in there and wrecks this guy in three rounds and looks like the old Gamboa, I could be on the hype train again. I could definitely bandwagon it up. I don't give a shit, you know.
Yo, what about Gamboa, Mikey Garcia? If Mikey gets this belt from Zlatican, keeps coming back down, you don't think that's a pay per view? I'm just saying. I thought Gamboa was a sexy name.
Well, they don't do it because of the promotional.
Yeah, but I remember once upon a time. I mean, Gamboa and Brandon Rios was gonna be pay per view, right? Wasn't that supposed to be pay per view when he pulled out the press conference and everything?
No, you're right. Again, that how long ago was that? Years ago.
Listen, it was a long time ago. But that's why
that was a different era.
We're talking about him because he's been plagued with promotional issues, and finally, we got Oscar De La Hoya, the Golden Boy, to back this kid, and hopefully, you know, El Ciclón de Guantánamo could bring it home, baby. Listen, I'm gonna get out to my mastermind and see what he thinks. Dre, talk to me.
Evening, fellas. Evening. Man, I'm glad to see this kid Gamboa get another shot, man. He's been through some rough patches with promotional companies. I'm not going to write him off because of his age. I got to see him fight. It's funny. I actually booked a room today at Turning Stone, so hopefully I get to see him in action, in person, and see what he got left. But hopefully, I think he had probably another year and a half, 2 years left in him. I don't know. I mean, it depends on his mindset at the end of the day.
Man, listen, Dre, I don't know where, you know.
It has nothing to do with the mindset. Bernard Hopkins had a great mindset. That motherfucker was still 52 years old and was going to get knocked out by Joe Smith Jr.
No, 52 and 36 is two different things, bro. This guy
is a Cuban. For a Cuban, 36 years old is like 50. Come on, we all know that.
Matt, former unified WBA and IBF featherweight champion. Former interim WBA.
Yeah, bro, is great. He's a borderline Hall of Famer, like a second ballot.
2004 Olympic gold. 2006 World Cup gold medalist. I mean, 2003 Pan American Games. This is pedigree. When we speak of pedigree, this is what we're talking about. Okay. Accolade. Not just a name because of someone's father. So this guy did it on the sweat of his own.
Who did I bring up that had a name because of their father? I didn't bring up one person.
I'm not saying you did, but you know that our listeners tend to like certain fighters because of name is all I'm saying. These are actual accolades. These are actual accomplishments right here.
Yeah, but those aren't accolades he's done within the last 2 years.
Oh, well, in the last two, he's had promotional issues. It's just like Andre Ward. All you guys were writing Andre Ward off too because he had been inactive. You know what I'm saying? And look, he came right back. Top form.
It's not bad to question somebody that has not shown me it yet. Or not yet. Has not shown me it recently. I'm going to question it until I've seen that he still has that Gamboa-ness, that, you know, the thing that made Gamboa just special to watch, because he was special to watch. You know, until he showed me that again, I'm not going to say that he has that. I won't.
Listen, I want to remind everybody out there, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. You know it helps with the visibility of the show. Plus, it's just the way you saying that you enjoy the content around here. Dre, you all done?
Yeah, which event are you going to? DC or Turning Stone on the 11th?
I haven't made up my mind. If they don't, I mean, DC isn't announced, but I love DC. You know, like that's Fight City for me. So I'd rather go there. That's why I'm already pushing the Turning Stone to the boys, to Paul and to Adam. But if it, you know, if it doesn't, then I'll take the ride with the guys. Cause yo, that's like a 4-hour troop for me, man.
Yeah, man. I booked the hotel just in case I want to go, because I know tickets haven't gone on sale, but You can get ringside seats according to Ticketmaster for $75. So
damn.
Which, yeah, it's definitely worth the value.
Yeah, especially with this edition right here with Gamboa. You know, I like this. Man. We're going to see Kent. We book him for the show. We got to talk to the old masterpiece. But thanks, Dre, for calling in.
No problem.
Thank you for the support. Our Patreon mastermind right there, Dre. I believe we're going to 5'10". Now, usually 5'10 is Donald, but this may be a new 5'10". Is this someone from California in Richmond,
What's
California?
What's going on? What's going on? Oakland, California.
Home of Andre Ward. Who is this? No. First time caller?
Oh, this is Steve.
Steve.
Yeah, calling from the 510, Oakland, California. Now, Jokic Kimbola.
Wait a minute, Steve. Steve, hold on a minute. Is this your first time calling in?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. Let me ask you a few questions. How long have you been listening to the show?
A few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, just listening and I was hearing that you guys were talking about Jokic Kimbola and that he signed with Golden Boy, and I was shocked, but at the exact same time, this is a good move for him.
Steve,
I think this is his last.
Steve, I know you want to get on with your call, man. I know you want to get on with your call, but we got a specific caller who now purposely I'm going to make sure I give him what he wants, right? So hand wraps doesn't like that we get any first-time callers and we don't give them the intro. So we have to give you this first-time caller intro where you introduce yourself not only to us, the host, you know, me and Matt, but the world, because the world is listening, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to play the intro. You're going to come out like, I don't know, like your Jokic Kimbola, just signed the Golden Boy, about to take on Vasyl Lomachenko live on pay-per-view, HBO Championship Boxing. You ready?
I'm playing Jokic Kimbola.
Well, you can introduce yourself. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut,
Steve.
From the home of Andre Ward, Oakland, California, filling up the Oracle. It's Steve from Oakland. Talk to me, Steve. What's going on, baby?
No, man, I just wanted to call and just man, Jokic Kimbola, he still got a lot of mileage on him. I mean, this is a good move for him. I felt like when he signed with 50 Cent, he thought he was gonna make money. But apparently, I mean, come on, I mean, he should have known better that, you know, 50 Cent just barely started getting this promoting thing going, and I just felt like he should have signed with, you know, or stick with, didn't he sign with Top Rank in the beginning?
Yeah, he was with Top Rank. He was a Top Rank in the beginning, but he was also with Gary Hyde out of like Ireland or something like that. Hyde was sort of a manager. He had a lot of promotional issues because he had like two or three promotional companies back when he was with Top Rank. Then he went to 50s SMS. You know, slash he thought he was with TMT. It was, you know, a big deal for him.
Well, I mean, this is a great move. I feel like De La Hoya and Golden Boy could really promote him. I mean, this is his last hurrah. Once you get to the late 30s, I mean, that's pretty much, you know what I'm saying, going downhill. But I mean, I think they could promote him really well. I don't think he could right away sell pay-per-views. I just think he could be on a pay-per-view on an undercard, but like a co-main event, or, you know what I'm saying, one of the top three fights. I mean, if they get him with somebody, I mean, there was a lot of talk with him and Mikey Garcia, and I would have loved to seen that fight. That would have been a great fight. I mean, and Mikey, he got the fight coming up pretty soon. I don't know, who is he going to fight? Who's Mikey going to fight?
Slatikin.
You
on the 28th.
Okay, and this is for a title fight. This is a title fight.
Yep.
Title fight, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So,
WBC.
Kimbola. I mean, for whoever's trying to write him off, I mean, I think he still got a lot in the tank, and I mean, Golden Boy is going to promote him right, and he's a gold medalist. I mean, not a lot of fighters that are fighting right now have that, you know, and they're man, and their portfolio. I mean, I wouldn't write him off. If he goes back with his dad and goes back to the basics and stuff like that, I think he could they could do something. That's why De La Hoya signed him. I mean, he sells. So I mean, he still got a lot in the tank to make this move. I mean, I think Golden Boy's gonna do one hell of a job with him. I hope so. So I mean. We'll just see. But,
Steve, yeah, man, I mean, thanks for calling in. Steve from Oakland. We got Matt, the producer, taking that down. And we hope to hear more calls from you, brother. Andre Ward needs your calls every time we're talking some Ward over there. We're going to go to some alumni, Steve. So thank you for calling in. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that number 1-425-569-5241. We're talking Yurokis. Why the hell am I saying that? We're talking Yurokis Gamboa signing to Oscar De La Hoya. And all the possibilities. If he campaigns at 130, we got possible matches with Francisco Vargas, rematch with Orlando Salido, and the big one with Vasyl Lomachenko. He moves up to 135, and you know he's got big business with Mikey Garcia if Garcia could get past the January 28th fight. So we shall see. Let's jump out to these phone lines. Like I said, we got some alumni. So we're in for a treat, as always. And I don't even... Oh, there it goes.
Don't even respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga.
Yo, Fight Doctor in the house. I'm on Rick James status. Fight Doctor in the house. I'm on Rick James status as always. What's going on, gentlemen?
Nothing much, Fight Doctor.
Thank you for calling in, my friend. 36 years old, Gamboa signs to De La Hoya. Do they use him as a B-side, or does he actually have a run at a true title shot and, title contention, I guess, or what do you call it, defending these titles if he's able to get them? I mean, does he really have a shot, this guy?
Let's see what he has. Well, first of all, what weight class? I mean,
130. His opponent fights at 130. His opponent fights at 130, who he's fighting and facing on the March 11th bout of the Curtis Stevens and David Lemieux fight in Turner Stone Casino, New York, in Verona.
Well, last time we saw him on the big stage, he was at 135 pounds, getting knocked out by Terrence Crawford. Now, yes, he did give Crawford some problems early in the fight. And, this is sort of like Crawford's coming out party. But, that was a while ago, and that was at 135 pounds. Can he even make 130? And if he can make 130, can he be effective at the weight at 36 years old? So there's just some questions. I don't know who this guy he's supposed to be fighting in March, so I guess we'll see, what he has left. But, as far as him being a B-side, well, my question is, him being a B-side to who? I mean, if he's on a campaign at 130 pounds, who has a bigger name?
Francisco Vargas. Maybe they want
to Lomachenko.
Maybe they serve him up to Francisco Vargas. They say this guy's just old enough with a big enough name to make our Mexican WBC champion bigger and possibly build him into a bigger star to possibly face Lomachenko in a pay-per-view at 130 with Vargas if he's able to destroy, Gamboa the way Matt thinks.
I'm not sure that Gamboa is the B-side to any of those guys, okay? He's been gone for a while, but, when he was on the scene, he was, he was the man for a minute, so I'm not sure. What has Lomachenko really done at 126, 130, really?
Well, dude, he just outclassed Walters.
Fight Doctor. So are you saying that Golden Boy treats Gamboa as an A-side?
I think you have to. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, listen, Never mind. Look, the market doesn't care that he's 36 years old, okay? Nobody cares. If he's 75, 80% of what he was, then the fact that he's 36 years old.
Oh, Fight Doctor, you're going to have to get that boomerang, man. You always.
Yo, hold on. Fight Doctor saying that what has Lomachenko done? He just knocked out Rocky Martinez, and he outclassed Nicholas Walters.
But Matt, don't ever forget. You know, hashtag never forget, Gamboa beat Salido, and Lomachenko still got Salido nightmares. We're going to go to JD in Texas.
You're ridiculous.
I'm ridiculous?
Yeah, like the whole like think about it, like
JD in Texas.
That loss was so long ago.
Come on, man. JD in Texas, you being Jack.
Yo, what's going on, man? Yeah, I wanted to say, I've been high on Gamboa. That's one of my favorite fighters, man. But as far as do he still have it or not? I mean, again, I said this about Ward. All these gold medalists, man, it's like they gifted. You know what I'm saying? Either you born with it. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You don't forget how to ride a bike. And when it comes to that type of level, the Mayweather type, the Roy Jones, you know, these you can just see that they cold. So as far as Francisco Vargas and, you know, he'll wash Vargas. But Lomachenko, I'm a little bit worried about that one. But I don't know, man. I like the move, you know, to Golden Boy. Of course, going to be more exposure. Maybe he can get on some Canelo cards and rock out that way. But I wanted to say about hand wrap. I heard that call earlier, man, and I got to give you a shout-out, man, because you had to have held your composure listening to that bullshit. Like, I mean, I can only imagine, the hard work you put into this shit, man. And for a dude, that was like, disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I had, man.
JD, man, thank you for the call, obviously. And you know what? I want to say, because everyone is definitely giving me their opinions on hand wraps. I just want you all to know that you should have no ill will towards hand wraps. This is an open platform. We want everyone to give us constructive criticism. And I'll have you know that after that sparring session between me and hand wraps, he signed up to Patreon, and he's a ringer. So you'll be hearing him cut the line. So, you know, shout out the hand wraps. You know, he used the platform for what it was. He voiced his opinion. He didn't like something. And look, he's forcing me to be better because, look, we had a first-time caller right now that because of hand wraps, I forced myself to remember I had to give him that first-time caller intro. So, look, this is our show. Me, you, him, all of us. So, you know, him. You know, it was a pickup by him telling me what I was lacking in. And you know, we see eye to eye. And like I said, he signed up to Patreon. So, look, we're all family here. It's all good. Hand wraps will be back. And guess who is back? Mr. Yes, Sir. A-side, B-side. Gamboa's been signed to Golden Boy. What are your thoughts on this?
This is tough. You know, I think it's a win-win for Golden Boy. Gamboa still has a good name. He's always gonna be B-side though. His name, his spark has gone enough. Unless he's fighting like on those ESPN cards, which I think is kind of the main reason they signed him. I think he'd be a nice A-side for those ESPN deals. He'd be about what, 37, 38. You could still throw his name out there, bring in some good ratings. But I put Gamboa with a. I don't want to, like, disrespect him. I know he's good, but he's like Kirkland to me. He's like, you know what they did, but it is that it's what they did, and the spark is just not there anymore for me with Gamboa. But like I said, I think he's going to be an ESPN, a deal. They got him for that. They got him for what? Any little pay-per-view, maybe they can milk out of him. See, I think De La Hoya is just going to squeeze him and just use him for ESPN, basically. And my last thing I want to say, because it's a quick call, I know Monster's always doing those translation interviews, and I always say my favorite fighter is Lara. So if she wants to do a translation interview with Lara, please, Monster, get the American Dream on here. Let's press him for that Boo-Boo Andrade fight. And that's all I got to say about that one. Have a good one, TBB.
Mr. Yes, sir, your wish is my command. I actually have a good relationship with Laura and his manager, so I will contact him and put him in touch with Monster to get that going for us.
And I will be calling Main Events after the show to schedule Solomon Barrera on the show because they finally got back to me. And I am going to find out if that fight is on the Sammy Garcia undercard.
I sent you an email. I'm kind of wondering, should we do another show? You know, me and Matt. I mean, Matt's become my new. We're like Batman and Robin. So it's over. You know, it's like we about to take over 2017. I'm telling you. Shit. You see, I mean, you're gonna have to use Google Translate for that one. But
okay,
I don't want to break it on this show in case you want to do it or we leave it for Thursday. I don't know. Let me get out to Mikey Mike. What's going on, Mikey Mike in Arizona? Talk to us. Mikey Mike. And Mikey Mike dropped off. Got afraid. Well, there you go. Thank everybody that called in. We totally appreciate all of you that participated in this show. I'm excited about Gamboa finally getting an opportunity to get a run, man. It's been, you know, so many issues. I just hope he doesn't start pricing himself out. At the end of the day, we know that he did that with Brandon Rios, but it was because at that time he had like three promoters, you know, Top Rank and two other people. So let's just hope that now that he's in this fight by fight, it's a fight, it's a multi-fight deal. It's not a true signing. It's a multi-fight deal. And there is another person involved or another entity. But at the end of the day, you know, Golden Boy is lead promoter and will guide this man's career. Unfortunately, we can't use the term young. We'll see just how much is left in Gamboa on March 11th, you know. So, hey, we got somebody here. 832, you're up. Who's this? We on the way out with the beat and all. 832.
Yeah, it's Dead Boy.
Deadpool?
Dead Boy. D-E-A-D-B-O-Y.
Dead Boy. Dead Boy from Patreon. Dead Boy from Patreon. What's going on, bro?
Yeah.
You don't got to. I know every one of you. Don't worry about it. I know. Dead Boy, what's going on? First time calling in, right?
Yeah, first time.
Damn. Uh-oh, you know Hand Raps is watching. He's the first-time caller police, so here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
From Houston, Texas, Dead Boy.
Houston, Texas, in the building. Dead Boy, man, finally get a chance to meet you. Thank you for signing up to Patreon. Gamboa, he joins forces here with Golden Boy. Oscar did a good job. He's trying to get his company back on fire. What do you think about this? He is 36 years old, though. We did the math.
I think it's good for Gamboa. You know, he's been out for he hasn't been active as much as I would want him to be. And I'm just happy that now we're going to be able to see him in action and back in the mix. And that makes me feel pretty good.
Me too. So now, look, they're talking 130. You know the big names there, Vasyl Lomachenko, Francisco Vargas, a rematch with Orlando Salido, and any other of those up-and-comers. But what do you think? What's the sexiest, or what route should he take?
I think he should take a tune-up.
Well, he is. He's coming back March 11th with a tune-up. He's coming back March 11th versus Rene Alvarado in Verona Turner Store in New York Casino. He's going to be on the undercard of Lemieux versus Curtis Stevens.
Oh, wow. That's going to be good. After that, you know, we'll see where he's at. And, I mean, his name is big enough to get him a pretty good fight, especially with Golden Boy. So we'll just have to see how much he has left in the tank, you know.
Definitely. Dead Boy, man, thank you again. We're going to get up out of here. As you can see, we were leaving. And look at that. We stopped the show for Dead Boy. Didn't even know it was Dead Boy, you see? So nobody can say those things about me treating anyone better. I treat everyone the same. Every caller I love. I didn't know that was Dead Boy. Hopefully Matt saves his name and stayed there and we know. Because I like to say Dead Boy from Houston so that the next listener knows, like, wow, he's calling in from my state, you know? And it entices them to call in, too. And, you know, it just bounces around like that. So, listen, man, we want to thank everyone that called in, everyone that participated, obviously. You know, if you're watching this in the future, present, or past, you could always hit that thumbs up button. It never hurts. It only helps with the visibility of the show. Gets that video out in front of other eyes. You know, YouTube is a big platform. So, you know, I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. I'm going to pass the ball over to my co-host so he could plug his things while I check out some Patreon messages here from my man KVT.
Now, are you sure you don't want to break that news, Ness? Ness?
You want to break it here so it's not show worthy, you're saying?
It's show worthy, but... Hey,
you're the hipster, and he said no, guys. So really quick, we're going to do like a 10-second... going on. Archer Betterbeev and Sullivan Barrera have to come to an agreement or they're going to purse bid February 6th, and that's a couple days from
February 2nd.
You sure it's 2nd?
Yes, it's the 2nd. I translate it.
Okay, well, there you go. February 2nd. And, you know, at least we know that fight is going to happen, purse bid or not, you know? I mean, purse bid or negotiation doesn't matter.
Yes, and you can follow me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, and you can find my Mixed Martial Arts podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, on Patreon, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, etc. You know, enjoy it. Peace.
And I want to ask all my listeners, obviously, if you can locate a Diego Chavez versus Keith Thurman, Keith one-time Thurman, Diego Chavez, HD version of the fight, tweet me, Facebook me, Instagram me, whatever is out there, YouTube me. We want to do a film study on that fight over in Patreon, and we're also going to do a Gennady Golovkin and Kell Brook. We just did Gennady and Martin Murray. We're trying to get some Keith Thurman fights since Keith and Danny are going at it. You know, we're doing Golovkin since Danny Jacobs and Golovkin are going at it. And we're going to start doing some Anthony Joshua and Vladimir Klitschko. That's the one that we really need to start doing because Klitschko's such a good fighter, such a dominant champion, defended those belts for so long, and so many people are writing him off. I think we need to put him under the microscope, put him under the, you know, the magnifying glass and fine comb some of his fights to see just how good he's going to do versus the young Anthony Joshua, who's being touted as the next superstar. I mean, there were headlines saying he would be the first billionaire boxer. I mean, let's see what happens. But once again, I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And I'm going to give some quick shout-outs to my man, Funeral Falk, always in the chat. You know, giving quality, always in the chat. Jim Jones, Alex Lemon, always there. Joey Cuevas, always there. Those are my day ones right there. Even though giving quality and Jim Jones give me hella shh, they still day ones. They've been there forever. Who else is in there? Roa. I think Roa's even Patreon, if I'm not mistaken, man. But yeah, this has been the show. Listen, the hipster said no. He said Barrera and Betterbeev is not a show. I'm glad, though, you know.
I did not say it wasn't a show, just for the record. I just said I don't know. And
well, you said you should break it. Don't you want to break it? Don't you want to break it?
Yeah, because I think that breaking news is one thing. Now, if you the listeners, want us to come back and do a little show so you guys can call in again and argue about Betterbeef and Barrera and where it belongs on what card, we will do it. Give that thumbs up, comment down below, and we can do it. We're here for you.
That's right. Well, later, alligator.